Now, the rest of the story. Ed was angry. Oh, he was angry. He didn't like all that disarmament talk he'd been hearing. He did not trust the Russians to keep up their end of any arms deal. So, Ed wrote a number of strong articles stressing America's need for increased military strength. He warned his readers of the treachery of communism in general and the Soviet Union in particular. But nobody seemed to care, so Ed wrote a book. And he called that book Under the Red Flag. He called his book Under the Red Flag. It was a fictional story set in the early 21st century. It was the saga of a world under Soviet domination. Its main character was a man named Julian who had been born into Russian bondage in the 31st commune of the Chicago Soviet. Among other characters Ed created were Comrade General Bergen, commander of the Red Guard in Chicago. Lemsky Petrov, elected the 2016th President of the United States. Oh, Ed knew that he'd invented a fascinating story, the message of which would surely alert a sleeping America. He was not even concerned when the first publisher rejected Under the Red Flag, nor when the second publisher rejected it. It was after the third and fourth rejections that Ed began wondering, had communist sympathizers, perhaps even communists themselves, put pressure on the publishers to suppress the truth? To many of Ed's friends, it seemed an absurd notion that such a sinister influence could exist as a Soviet communist America. And yet after 11 rejections, the scoffers were silent, and so was Under the Red Flag. If Ed were going to be a successful author, he'd have to stop crusading and start entertaining, and so he did. But this is the rest of the story. 7 years after writing his fictional warning about the Red Menace in the United States, Ed published a collection of science fiction stories. There was one called The Red Hawk, another called The Moon Maid, another called The Moon Men. How few knew then. Ed's tale, The Moon Men, about a race of aggressive, brutal, stupid, shiftless louts who populated the moon and who then invaded and conquered Earth. That story, ostensibly science fiction, was actually a thinly veiled rewrite of his anti-Soviet novel, Under the Red Flag. But instead of the Russians enslaving America, they were the moon men. Instead of a literal warning, it was an allegorical one. All of the other elements of the plot remained the same, even many of the names. In the Moon Men, the invaders banned the American flag, a symbol of former freedom which was practically worshipped by the resistance. It was the same story, except that this time it sold. Ho-ho! It sold big. The world of literature has since forgotten the Russian invasion that nobody would buy. Remembers instead the popular science fiction classic about lunar imperialism, and that its author, Edgar Rice Burroughs, he was also the literary daddy of a half-naked ape man named Tarzan. It was not until 1987 that the American public on this network would see a series called America with a K about Soviets wasting the West. Edgar Rice Burroughs was trying unsuccessfully to get that same plot published in 1919. Only now you know the rest of the story.